All right, it is Butcher Box, everybody. With Butcher Box, you get peace of mind, ultimate convenience, and incredible value. You can now find high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. You don't know what it's going to do. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. The ultimate convenience, being delivered right to your doorstep and with free shipping always. The value is incredible. You get a variety of high-quality cuts, exclusive member deals, recipe inspirations, guides, tips, and hacks. Butcher Box is convenient. There's nothing like having everything you need for dinner right there in the freezer. The value is incredible and absolutely the best way to get quality food. With Butcher Box, you don't have to worry about what's for dinner. Today, Butcher Box is giving our listeners free ground beef for life for the life of your membership, plus an additional $20 off your first order. Use my link, butcherbox.com/burr, and use the code burr to get free ground beef for life plus $20 off your first box. That's butcherbox.com and code burr, B-U-R-R. Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Burr, and this isn't the Monday Morning Podcast. This is the special, the epilogue from last week's Monday Morning Podcast, where yours truly, the wonderful host of this show, didn't even say truly, yours truly, promised that I was going to have Nia answer the question, the provocative question, the fuck list. So first of all, let's welcome the lovely Nia to the epilogue. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Why, thank you, Nia. That was very professional. What was that all about? Why was that so professional?
I don't know.
I do.
Why?
You did something when you were away that was very guilty. Hello, Bill. How are you, person?
What do you mean I did something when I was away? When I was in London?
Okay, get your promo out. When I was in London shooting the pilot that I wrote, produced, and directed for a possible travel show.
I didn't write it, and I didn't direct it, but I did produce and host it.
I'll take a compliment.
Yes, a travel show pilot.
Okay.
That I did with two friends. It was amazing. All about what the black experience in different parts
racist
of Europe are like.
Racist.
Starting okay with London.
What if
it
I
was
went
fantastic
over? What if I went to Europe and did the white experience?
Why don't you?
I'll start in Germany.
What's stopping you? Yeah.
Political incorrectness.
Und die white experience, yeah? You don't need your papers. You are so white, you need no papers.
All right, the fuck list. Here's the question. Bill, I wake up at my girlfriend's house. She leaves for work. I love this guy. He gets right into it. I can't find my socks. They banged. She says, I have some. Just use mine and leaves. All right? Now, first of all, why is his feet the same size as hers? And who wants
socks are stretchy.
Look at your socks.
I know, but
those
I wear
Muppet
little
stripes.
I wear a little colorful ankle socks, like girly socks.
That most girls do.
Most girls do. But, I mean, maybe she has gym
except
socks.
Except for those bitches we saw last night in the CrossFit thing.
Why are they bitches?
Just because I got to get you going here.
Oh.
We watched that on ESPN.
They were awesome. These girls were ripped. CrossFit.
Ripped. These girls, they look
games
like cornerbacks with titties. That's what they look like.
That girl that won that one round we saw didn't look like that. She looked really sexy. She
no.
Nice
up
body.
Up top. She looked like a roided up. Who's that girl you watch on oh my God, I ate too much. Help me.
The biggest loser. Oh my God, I ate too much.
I gotta find it in my brain. Jillian. She looked like a roided up,
didn't.
And then she had regular girly legs.
And she had a nice little butt, and she had a great figure. She looked amazing.
No,
she was doing those muscle
she was
ups.
Fucking
that's
yoked.
Gonna make your
yeah
shoulders and shit really
yeah
big. But she didn't look roided up.
Yeah,
she just looked
did
muscular.
Remember when Dennis Rodman wore the wedding dress? That's what she would look like on
oh
prom
God
night. No, I'm kidding. She was I don't know, oddly sexy
hottie
yet
yeah,
frightening.
That's only because you know she could kick your ass.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody could kick my ass. I have the worst hand-eye coordination ever.
Don't say that, because drunk people will try
what
to
what I have, Nia,
you
I have heart.
Yeah.
I have that classic cut, I ain't going down. Hit me over the head with a hubcap. I'll keep coming at you. But I swear to God, I took some martial arts classes. I literally, they were saying what punch was coming, and I would still get hit by it. I just can't.
I just can't.
I didn't know you took martial arts class.
I took martial arts class the way somebody comes up and like, I did stand up a couple of times and then considers himself a comedian. I went down.
I took karate for a month and I don't remember anything.
No, I went to a jiu-jitsu class and it was like literally fighting, and it was pilot season, and I'm sitting there going like, what am I doing down here? All right. I was already in my mid-30s. I don't give a shit how old you are. I mean, by the time you're in your mid-30s, someone can come in with a fucking the mailbox and just smash it over your head. You're done. I just did that for all the psycho competitive guys out there. Actually, I'm 47. All right, the fuck list. Why did you just fucking sign me out for no goddamn reason? That's fucking thing. Can you believe the timing of that? Right as I go back to it.
So where were we, though? Oh, he was
about ready to put on her fucking
Muppet
socks.
Oh, I was
going to
say, sometimes we would get our socks mixed up. The, like, gym socks. So it is possible.
No. But the second I went to put them on and went halfway up my foot, I went, I think these are yours. With this guy, it's a viable option for him to walk around all day with his fucking...
lady socks on.
Lady. All right. I wake up later and I look for the sock drawer, top drawer right. Drop drawer right is what he's saying. And I find this list with about 20 to 30 names on it. Oh, and this guy brought this up. And he goes, and my name is near the bottom. I missed that the first time I read it. So thank you. Good looking out there on Twitter. Some have check marks on them, etc. That's okay. I asked her about it. While she was initially upset, it turns out to be her fuck list. She made it after we got together with some friends drunk one night. She then admitted to being somewhat of a whore, her words, not mine, before we met, but assures me that she hasn't done anything since she met me with anyone else. I do believe her, but I totally blew up on her, and we haven't been talking for a few days. I also look a bit creepy as to why I went through her drawer. It was in an envelope. I need help here. On this one. Yeah, but you
know
what?
That's what you get for snooping around.
No, but this is the thing. You are a creep from snooping until you find something. Because right. Then you have the out. Well, maybe I knew I should have looked. I just felt something. You could just be a total straight up creep looking just because you're a creep. But if you find something, you can get out of it. So he goes, I need help on this one. Do I apologize? She already has. Do I just say fuck it and forget about it? What's Nia's take on this? Now, this is something I want to add in here that I missed the first time. He said his name was near the bottom.
It doesn't mean that this list is in chronological order.
I know. I'm just saying. But it also could be.
It could be or it could not be. Sometimes it's just like in the order in which you just remember.
Well, so then shouldn't she say his name first if she even remotely gave a fuck?
Oh, she was drunk with her friends. It's not like she's going for accuracy here.
What are you, fucking Matlock? You have, like, every defense for this person. All right, let's hear your take. I'm going to shut the fuck up.
I was going to say, isn't that why I'm here?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
But I'm here to always be an annoying asshole. Go ahead.
There's something slightly creepy and mildly psychotic about making fuck lists. However, a lot of girls have done them. I've certainly done them. It's just a thing that you do because you've got this voice in the back of your head saying...
You made
How
a
many
fuck
people
list?
Did I sleep with? Who was it? You know, it's just
I've never even
things.
Done that.
Okay.
I just go in my head. I go, fucking Kim, Kathy, Susie, fucking that chick with the jello shots.
Well, girls like to make lists. We like writing things down. We like to journal.
Oh, is that what it is? So it's not really in like a fucking whory thing. It's just like you're going to
It's not a whore. She went through a slutty phase, not a whory phase. She should get the terminology right. Unless she was, in fact, a whore.
What's the difference between a slutty phase and a whory phase?
A slut is just someone who just likes to sleep around and sleep with a lot of different people and have a good time. A whore is someone who's fucking people to get something out of it. That's a whore. That's the difference.
Wow.
That's what I think. Yeah, I don't think
I can argue with that.
Yeah.
But there is something whory about being a slut.
Slutty about being a whore.
All right, I just got lost in that one.
Yeah, it got deep. but you know what I think? I think he should let it go. I mean, it was in an envelope. Come on. Leave it alone. But he saw it, and he's right to feel a certain kind of way about it. Because if I found a list or
a
notebook or whatever it is you have
with
all your conquests,
the fact that it's in an envelope,
yeah,
to me, seems like it's a work in progress. If she scribbled it down on a cocktail napkin and then threw it away, or even it was crumpled up in her jeans, as they say in my Espanol. That's Spanish for jeans.
Jeans.
That's the way they say it. And I was fucking saying it back to it, going, jeans. And they kept saying I was saying jeans wrong.
You and your Rosetta Stone has got to be the funniest thing that you've done this year.
You know what? When I'm bilingual, you wait, Nia. I'm going to get bilingual. I'm going to become filthy bilingual. And you wait to the shit that I'm saying that you don't even fucking understand when we're in the wreck.
I look forward to it.
Of course you do with your fuck list. All right. Wait a minute.
I don't have a current
fuck
list.
The fact that it's in an envelope.
Right.
It's in a fucking envelope.
Yeah, she's keeping it private. Keep out.
Yeah, because
private
it was
documents
so.
Documents go in envelopes, this is what do I'm, they not?
This is what I'm. Really? You're going to call that a document? Your dick W-9 form? Get the fuck out of here. To me, this girl is, she's not done fucking yet. Okay, this is, and what's the deal with some of them have check marks, some of them don't? That's either a performance thing. Yes, look at that face. You can't see the face you just made. That's either a performance thing.
That could be a lot of things. That could be, these are the ones that
really put it on me.
Fucked me up the ass. These will be the ones that I really liked. These will be the ones that I was in love with. The ones I only blew. Or whatever. Who knows? Did she not have a guide at the bottom? Did he check for that while he was snooping around? Did he look for the fucking, you know, bibliography to go back to cross-reference what those check marks mean? Stay out of the drawer in the private notes, creepo.
Wait a minute.
No, he went in the drawer to get socks. I get it.
Can I say something, though?
What?
I don't know that if a woman really has the right to tell a guy not to snoop.
Why is that?
Because of your guy's history.
History,
but then again,
what?
Wait a minute.
History of what?
Snooping. You guys all do it. All right, but that kills my argument, because that would be like, then I should have no right to give you shit for fucking around, because guys do it too. So that argument stunk. All right, so I think, what do you think? What should this guy do? Should he apologize?
Apologize and let it go. Move on.
How exactly?
She apologized.
Does that apologize? Listen, I'm sorry. I went to get a pair of your Chris Everett socks, and I found your fuck list.
And then I got upset about it.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
And like blew up at you about it. Because she apologized.
By the way, why isn't my name, as that guy brilliantly mentioned, why isn't my name at the bottom of the, or
just
the top
let
of the
it
list?
Go. It's not chronological. You're just throwing down names. Maybe she started off being like, okay, who was the first guy? And then she went down the list, and then things got thrown in there. It doesn't matter. She's with him now. So stop
is
focusing
she?
On the, I.
You can ask you a question. Isn't it weird that she just has this, like a fucking serial killer has like this trophy?
That's why I said it's. That's why I said it's weird and mildly psychotic
that she has
to
a fuck
make
list.
A list. But we, okay. But a lot of girls do it. I have done it. It's one of those things that you do.
So you're saying you're weird and mildly psychotic. You're speaking out of both sides of your mouth here.
I'm not.
You don't think it's
weird and mildly psychotic to do that? Yes, I admit that.
But then you're saying, but if a lot of women do it, if a lot of people do something, doesn't it become mainstream and not be psychotic?
I guess so. I mean, maybe it's more normal than you think, but it's a little weird to, I mean, unless you're trying to trace back like an STD or something like that, then, but people do it all the time.
Well, that's another reason for possibly the check thing. I wasn't itching with him.
No, he should just be like, listen, I'm sorry I freaked out. Let's just move on. You know what I mean? Like, if there's bigger issues
in the
relationship.
And what should she say?
She's already apologized to him,
But what do you think? I'm sorry.
I think she said
it
all.
I made a fuck list?
Yeah. I was drunk with my girlfriend. We made a little list, and I'm sorry. She admitted that would make somebody feel uncomfortable. If she found it, she would feel fucked up about it too.
I would feel fucked up. I wouldn't want my girl being out there with all her friends. And then I fucked this guy. I sucked his dick.
Don't guys talk about what girls they sleep with?
And then I come walking. Yeah, but it's different.
Why?
Why? I'll tell you why. Why did you just say it like that? Why? I'll tell you why. First of all, physically. We're doing the fucking.
Oh, God, this fucking argument.
Yeah. Again. Yeah. And secondly, a guy has a right to brag about getting laid, because for us, it's a fucking skill. You could go out any night of the week and walk into a bar and be like, hey, who fucking wants it?
Yes, that's exactly what we can do.
You could get a 3-on-1. Mm-hmm.
on a goddamn fucking pool table if you wanted to. A guy, I don't give a fuck what he looks like unless he's a fucking movie star and they're just throwing themselves at him. And then even then, they're going to try to get fucking knocked up, take the old turkey baster to the used condom, and then fucking, you know, that move, the NBA move? Huh?
I don't know that move.
You don't know that move?
Okay.
You don't have that on your fucking list? No, the reason why a woman is a whore, it's this. I used to do a bit about it. It's like a fat guy eating an ice cream in public, where he's like, how come if you do it, nobody cares? When I do it, it's like, oh, what a fat fuck. Because it's gluttonous. It's gluttonous. Your guy's pursuit of sex takes absolutely no skill whatsoever.
You other than are for you a to fucking sit there, moron.
Either than, other
I
than
said
for you
it
to
before,
sit there.
And I'll say it again.
Thought. Let me finish my dumb thought. The so only dumb. Thing... you have to worry about is which one's the rapist. Once you get past that, it's just a field of dicks. Maybe that's why you have guys make lists. Woo woo woo, Dick Weaver.
You're an idiot.
You know something?
You're an idiot.
That
You're,
was listen. A lot of my shit.
You're very ignorant.
A lot of my shit is deliberately ignorant, but there's a nice point in there somewhere.
Which
like
is
a,
what?
Like a little rose. Boo, boo, boo. Remember what my point is? My point is the reason why we don't fucking respect the fact that you guys go out and do it is because it takes no skill. Because guys will fuck anything that moves, basically. Okay. You want, and even, but even the fact that we will fuck everything, anything that moves, we still got to fucking do a little tap dance before it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at you. You know something? I'm old enough to realize when you get that look on your face, even if I'm making a great point, you don't want to fucking hear it. You already have your mind made up. You know what it is? You don't have a comeback to this other than to sit there with your stupid eyebrows doing whatever they're doing right now. It is true. You know, don't you remember that time when I was trying to explain to you? This is a great story. I'm going to tell the podcast people this because I'm so sick of looking at your
face
right now.
What story?
One time we were in a bar, right? And we were talking about whatever, what it was like to be a guy and all that shit. And I was sitting there telling her, you know, to get laid, you know, you got to have fucking... Oh, you said, you know, guys, oh my God, they used to just say the dumbest things to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said. I said, really? I go, let's flip the tables. Let's pretend I'm in control and you were over there.
Horny. Right. And yeah. I had to come make the move.
Yeah,
you
had to hit on me. And you want to talk about bombing. So she's sitting there just with her fucking non-existent game. Like, hey, I see you're drinking a drink in your glass there.
And I love game.
And I was being a total fucking jerk to you. And at one point you go, you're just making this difficult on purpose. And what did I say? I said, welcome to my world.
Oh, I see. And the whole bar went, ooh.
No. No.
And you started high-fiving the bartender.
That's what should have happened. If I was mic'd up, that would have happened.
Oh, shit.
See, now all you're doing is mocking the great point that I made because
listen,
you know you're wrong.
Been...
Don't you fucking plow through it. It's difficult, isn't it? When I was being a fucking jerk, thinking, isn't that the craziest feeling? Like, what the fuck do I say? How do I get into this? That's what guys have to learn how to do. You guys don't have to do that. All you have to do is
women
come there.
Women have to know how to flirt.
Oh, you what? Come there with half your titties hanging out and sit there like, ha,
no,
ha,
that's
ha,
not what flirting
fucking,
is.
Fucking slowly putting the straw in your mouth.
No.
Suggesting?
Flirting is a whole like seductive technique. You know, it's like being charming and funny and like sexy.
Putting your hand in his forearm for just a second and then taking it away.
And this isn't some like fucking Cosmo list of how to get a guy interested in you. I'm just saying
that wasn't a Cosmo that, list. That was
yeah, it is.
That is something that I learned.
Cosmo.
That's something I learned.
What? Putting your
this girl one time when we finally fucking hooked up. You know, I, as always, I was stunned that it happened, and then she was like, "Fucking, what did she say? How did you not know I liked you?" It's like, well, you never fucking say anything. She goes, "I put my hand on." She goes, "I put my hand on your arm."
And like, that to her was a sign of, yeah. I want to have sex with you?
Well, no, not that okay. She wanted, but she liked me, that she was interested.
Oh, okay, like the physical contact thing. Okay, I guess so. You seem pretty confident when you were hitting on me.
That's because I had been bombing for years. No, I got, yeah, you get to the point where you don't give a shit. If I had to do it now, forget it. It'd be like taking 5 years or 6 years off of fucking stand-up.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like my... flirtation.
Not to mention I'm old
dulled,
and balding.
So.
Like that doesn't help either. But
you're
I am
balding.
Making some money. I am making some money. So that that trumps a lot of shit. That's like me wearing a little hoary dress. If you come fucking walking in with money.
What do you mean? First of all, bro, you keep saying I'm making money now. It's not like you're walking around dripping in like diamonds and Rolex watches and stuff and driving, you know, a Porsche where you read, I have money. You're walking in there
with one of
50 Boston sports related t-shirts that you have, okay? With your socks pulled up and your old man shorts on.
I like my socks pulled up.
You look like the fucking little league coach, okay? You're not exactly screaming sexy money guy, okay? So this whole idea, oh, I make money now, so now the bitches be loving me. No one knows you have money, okay? Seriously.
Well, maybe that's my little whore repellent. There you go. Dress like a little league coach. If you have money and you want to keep it, that's what you do. And then every once in a while, you go out. And I wouldn't even know what to wear. I would watch an old R. Kelly video. Am I supposed to not have a tie on, but have some sort of chain with my face on it? Is that what I'm supposed to do? I don't know. One of these days, Needy, I'm gonna go down to fucking Hollywood Boulevard or Sunset, where all those whores are walking around.
You keep threatening you're going to go down. You're going to go down to the W Hotel. That's what it was. You're going to go down to the bar at the W.
And having all those young girls ask me where the bathroom is.
Right.
I don't work here. I'm actually here to intermingle with the opposite sex. No.
Listen, Nia, I act my fucking age. All right? Mm-hmm. I'm not. Even if you were to fucking dump me. I wouldn't go down to the fucking W.
What would you do?
I'd go down to the wine bar where all that dusty divorced pussy's at and just accept my lot in life.
Oh, can we talk because about how you called some woman a cougar? And I said, they're not cougars if they're the same age as you.
No. She wasn't hitting on me.
What do you mean? Who was she hitting on?
Wasn't she hitting on somebody young? Who are we talking about?
You said to me, oh, we were out the other night and these cougars came up and talked to us. And I said, they're not cougars.
Girls. No, they were up.
I said, they're not cougars if they're the same age as you.
No.
Do you realize
that
female cougars are your age? The ones they call cougars are your age?
I don't judge them by their age.
So for you to say cougars makes no sense.
Listen, I don't
those are your peers.
I don't judge them by their age.
So then why'd you call them cougars?
By the
cougars
lack,
all about age.
The lack of elasticity. And they're fucking... Yeah, no, Nene. Their titties were like... When they pulled their pants up, like their titties were behind their belt, okay? They were a mess. One of them was actually cool. And she was cool. She was actually... like hot for her age and still fucking working out, but she was like beyond the expiration date. So you've actually said, hey, you look good. She goes, thank you for noticing. The fucking attitude you would like them to have 25 years earlier, right? So she was cool. The other one was a mess. Mm. I told you, she kicked me in the fucking leg.
Oh yeah.
Like three times right in the shin because I made fun of her because she was just obnoxious. Okay, we're sitting over here. I was hanging down. I'm not going to mention the person's name, but I ran into a comedian. And we were sitting down, and they came walking by. Mm-hmm. So comedians, you know, we fucking made fun of them. Next thing you know, they're sitting down. And it was horrific the second they sat down. So the one was cool. The other one was an asshole. What did I say to her? I didn't comment on her age. I did something. And she had those big, stupid fucking platform horseshoes on. That they're all wearing now, right? And she fucking kicked me it was like hitting with a block of wood. And for some reason, it didn't hurt. She hit me like three fucking times, and I just kept laughing at her. And then security came over. The whole thing took like 90 seconds. She had that sound of cigarette and jizz for fucking 30.
Oh, God.
It is. It is what it is. Come on. She came up. She was in that window, Nene. She came up. It was just herpes. That's when she came up. I think if she had like a CB, that would be her handle. One other last thing I want to ask you.
Yes.
Just to get you going again. Yesterday we went out, we got some barbecue.
Yes.
And we were driving back, and there was the name of this store called Peekaboo. And you're like, Peekaboo. I wonder what that store is. And I go, it's probably kids' clothes. And then you're like, yeah, it is kid clothes. And then I said, what if it was clothes for those people who are full-grown adults
oh,
but want to act like babies before
yes.
you go off on them. There's this group of people. Opie and Anthony exposed me to this. They were showing that when they fucking, they're adults and they don't want to grow up. And their mother's like 60 or 70, and they're like 35 in a playpen wearing a diaper going, I go.
I can't. Oh, my God. Stop. I can't deal with that.
What's wrong with that?
I refuse to ever be okay with that lifestyle. And I'm a very tolerant person.
What if it was your son?
But no. It's not going to be my son. What if I find that whole thing so repellent.
Pretend I'm your son right now.
You're wearing a diaper and you want me to breastfeed you and rock you back and forth.
No, there's no breastfeeding.
And have you play or whatever. Mock breastfeed and all that shit. No. Get up. Get a fucking job, you weirdo. I think it's so gross. And no, I refuse to be okay with the adult baby trend.
What if he had a job? What if he had a job, but that's just how he rolled when he was in the house. Like he chilled and he just wanted to come onto the couch and lay in your lap and have you like tickle his tummy.
No. I mean,
as he played with the mobile above.
Fine. People can do whatever they want in their free time, and if they're not imposing it on other people, I guess that's their right. I mean, I know it's
don't
their
do
right,
that. All the comedy just, dies when you accept somebody.
But I don't accept it. I don't. I mean, I have to say, though, people should do whatever they want to do. But I just find it so creepy and just wrong to be crawling around.
So what would you do?
Like, blah, blah, blah. Like,
what would you do?
Fucking weird.
What would you do? Your son, he took shop class and he thought he was going to be a carpenter. But the only reason why he did it was so he could build himself a giant crib. And then he was in there. One day he came home and was like, and he's standing up in the crib wearing a diaper and a shirt that doesn't quite meet his diaper.
Oh,
with his
my
hands
God.
On either side of the rails going.
No.
Mommy,
no, I wouldn't be okay with that. I'd be
beard.
Like.
With a beard.
I'd be like, there's a problem and we need to get you help because why is this your escape? Like by acting like a baby? I don't know. Nope. 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 Not into it. Don't like it.
All right.
Don't want to see it.
What if he got help and everything was totally fine, but the only side effect was he wore an adult feety pajamas onesie, and it was baby blue.
I could live with that, I suppose.
What?
I just
you know the sound that a onesie makes on
like,
hardwood floors.
The adults acting like babies is weird to me. It's just like I don't like girls who like to be like these little girl princesses all the time, where they're like obsessed with Hello Kitty and they want to like be a princess and like ponies and cupcakes and this like that you know making yourself a child like a
yeah. Most of them, according to the Dr. Drew show, they got molested and then you just sort of stop. They're like whatever age they're acting like they're at, something traumatic happened to them.
Oh, well.
I know the age old.
I don't know about that. I just mean like
well,
girls
it's only
who
Dr.
are just
Drew.
Like
what would he know? No, it's actually when I did his show, and girls would call and be like, oh, "My boyfriend tries to have sex with me."
Like what happened to me yesterday? Okay, to continue.
Yeah, we're almost up to a half hour. This is only supposed to be like 10 minutes.
Okay, but really
literally
quickly,
doing an entirely different podcast.
But really quickly, remember I said yesterday I went into that store and
do my old
and
man
that
dance if you don't shut up.
I saw that little white fluffy dog. One of those little tiny white curly fluffy dogs running around. I was like, oh, how cute. And the girl in the shop goes, that's Waffles. And I went, oh, Waffles. Okay, cute. And she goes, I call him that because he looks like a waffle. And I
did she stress out waffle like that?
Yeah, waffle. And I looked at the dog and I looked at her and I said, is that what a waffle looks like to you? And she goes, well, no, I just mean like he reminds me of a waffle. Like, he really more looks like a sheep or a lamb, but I call him Waffles. And I just walked away because I can't deal with that. Because I just feel like you're trying to be, like, this cute little nonsensical girl. And it's like, why do you feel the need to, like, dumb yourself down like that? It's like girls need to be held to a higher standard than that. Oh, and yeah. Not try to like cute their way into things or change their voice when they're asking for tea.
Yeah, earn
I'm
it.
Sorry. Can I like get, I'm so sorry. Can I like get like an iced tea? Thank you so much. Like, don't do that. Don't feel
right.
Like you have to be a baby to get what you want or
yeah,
to be
fucking
charming.
Earn it
it's
for
annoying.
Once, right? That's what I say. Put your titties away.
It's not
stand there
about
flat-footed.
Earning it. It's just being a fully formed adult. Be
well,
an adult.
Okay, we're going to end right now. Can you just please do her saying waffles again?
Waffles.
Ugh. Fucking horrific. All right, there you go. There's the answer to your question. And thanks for the guy on our Twitter. Let me know that the major thing that I missed, that dude wasn't even at the bottom of the list. All right.
Not necessarily chronological.
We got it. fucking Matlock the whole fucking way. I knew you were going to defend her. Whatever. All right.